without public input.
The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer, began in Langdon, North Dakota yesterday. Farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman spoke with Ag 365's Brock Mitchell in Langdon.
For the most part, things are looking fairly good, especially for the dry growing season we had, which I think is pretty common throughout the whole region. Things are looking quite well. Crops are starting to come off, mostly just the wheat and maybe some peas. And I think yields have been somewhat surprising, with odd field a little bit disappointing, but that's pretty common. So, but yeah, for the growing season, been extremely dry in most areas, with pockets that have picked up some more precipitation, but still less than normal.
The Red River Farm Network made a stop at the Pioneer Plot near Oberon, North Dakota. Donnie Almers is enthusiastic about this local soybean crop.
We've done a lot of yield estimating lately, trying to get a feel for where the soybeans are really at. We're going to have a lot of 40-plus bushel soybeans in this country. And the whole country is not going to average that because we do have our poorer soils and our better soils, but we're going to have a lot of really good beans.
There has been some cupping in the Enlist soybeans. Almers points to the very hot June weather, which resulted in additional dicamba movement.
The beans are there. They didn't look pretty throughout most of the season, but the pods are there and the bushels are going to be there. And the other thing that really surprised me personally was how good of a job the Enlist and the Liberty did together to kill the kochia. It was lights out on kochia this year, so that was a big deal.
At Fessenden, North Dakota, Joey Almer says the corn crop is looking good right now despite a dry spell early in the growing season.
It's doing good. We're just starting to get some dents in it, so I'd say it's right on track.
What has weather been like, moisture been like? What's that situation been here so far this season?
We started out fairly wet. As time went on, we got overly dry, and now we're sitting in good moisture again.
So just generally for this area then, has, that dryness and whatnot early on, is that something that was pretty widespread around here?
Yeah, it was a pretty big area. As we got west, it was definitely wetter, and then the farther east you go, there was the drier it got.
Outlook on this crop here, what are you expecting or hoping for here?
The combine will tell that story.
And as far as genetics and technology wise, what are some of the things that you're excited to see in the fields next year and have on farm?
Some of these new corn hybrids are looking really good. Like I said, this 82 day, the 86 day next to it. We've got another one over there that looks really good. Really excited about our Enlist soybeans. It's just a different way to control some of these weeds that we're having trouble with. I think that's going to be a really good direction for Pioneer to go.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.